I still have the email from Ted Murphy. Sorry about the election, would you like to write for The Optimist? That was November 2011, and I had just lost in my bid to become a Delta school trustee in spectacular fashion. That was the topic of my first column. When I first started, it was quite an effort. Spend a week researching topics, a week writing and editing, submitting it, relax for a few days, and start over. Now I find myself waking up on Tuesday mornings, realizing I have a column due and getting it done in about 20 minutes. Some are better than others, which my wife will remind me of when I read them to her before sending them in. But after 12 and a half years and 200 columns, I think it's time for someone else's community comment to take my place. I will greatly miss writing this column. Tuesday deadlines? Not so much. Ted told me I could write whatever I wanted, so long as it doesn't get the paper sued. I've written about sports, schools, and the Southlands. I've written about spring cleanup, elections, veterans, the great work of DeltaCyst and, like everyone else, the COVID-19 pandemic. I don't get a lot of feedback, the occasional letter to the editor or online comment. Much as I tried to convince them otherwise, my kids remind me I'm not famous. Sometimes people recognize me, but they don't know where from. When I tell them I write for The Optimist, they say, "No, that's not it." My biggest fan is Corey at Save on Foods in Sawwasen, high praise from a champion Special Olympian. I've written about my love for the Special Olympics, too. Thanks, Corey. Many thanks to Ted, Ian, and the staff at The Optimist for giving me this honor of a lifetime. Thanks to Mike and Ingrid for sharing this space with me. And thanks to all of you who took the time to read my articles. I hope I have stimulated thought or brought a smile to your face through these pages. At least before they hit the recycling bag.